Hello, everyone. I'm Becca, dietitian by trade, mom 24/7, wife from the start, and when there's a few extra hours in the day, you might find me hitting the trails or on horseback.
And I'm Kara, a therapist to women, a mom to a boy, an entrepreneur, mountain junkie, and a postpartum runner.
And this is Fit for a Queen, a podcast that's devoted to the female athlete wanting to balance the teeter-totter of all the things we desire out of life as women. Performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self, even if we only get 1 minute out of the day.
We're so excited to be bringing you the queens in the athletic world who have done just that. Okay, ladies, take a seat at your thrones, grab your crowns, and welcome to Fit for a Queen.
Welcome. Today we have Jen Haugen, registered dietitian, and most importantly, mom. She's been a practicing dietitian for 17 years who helps other moms with time-saving tips, tools, and tasty recipes, giving moms more time for self-care. We're all about that. Mm-hmm. So they can feel their best. She has a private practice to help women with self-care and also offers cooking workshops for groups, including fun freezer meal workshops, as well as workshops to help women never stop growing. You can find her at www.jenhaugen.com. And we'll be sure to put that in the show notes. She's also the author of The Mom's Guide to Nourishing Garden and is a nutrition consultant and nationally recognized speaker and Pampered Chef kitchen consultant. Hello, Jen.
Hi. Hi, Jen.
We're very excited to have you on, but the first thing I'm dying to know is, what was it like to be on a TED Talk?
Ooh. Well, it was a very nerve-wracking experience once it became real to me. When I first got asked, I was like, oh yeah, I talk to groups all the time, no big deal. And then I started researching what a TED Talk actually was. And this was in 2014, so I felt like maybe I didn't really know that much about TED Talks. And so then I looked at it and I thought, okay, this is a kind of a big deal. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then a lot of preparation, a lot of practice. My kids listened to me over and over. Also going to different groups to just practice the whole thing. And yes, then I was first in the lineup. So that was also nerve-wracking, but
oh gosh,
good, because then I was done with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll put the link in the show notes, but would you mind sharing what exactly you talked about on your TED Talk?
Yes. So the title of my talk was How Moms Can Change the World. Mm-hmm. And it was specifically focused on kind of that aha moment that I had, that I didn't have to be everything for everyone else. I just really needed to take care of my own family, including my kids, and teaching them so that they could be successful, healthy adults, and using the kitchen as a tool for that. So they cook at the counter, and then also using the garden as a tool for that as well, so that you can build those connections and nurture relationships through both of those activities.
Exactly. I think so many people think that their kids can't be incorporated, but I love it. It's so much fun baking with my daughter and mm-hmm. letting her have experience, and so good. So tell us how you have been able to blend the incorporation of children in the kitchen like a classroom. I like how you kind of use that theme a lot.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the idea of a kitchen counter cooking school that you operate as a mom, and just being, I think the key is really just being intentional. So like for my own kids, I have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old, and I already like see ahead, okay, they're going to be graduating when they're 17, 18 from high school and going off to college. What do I want them to know by that time? What do I want them to be able to cook at that time? So when my son was 13, I gave him like I think it was Better Homes and Gardens or Betty Crocker. I can't remember which one, but it's like the new cookbook. Just has all the basic recipes in it, but kind of just being intentional about choosing a recipe and cooking that together. So not only are we building fun memories together, but I'm also helping build his confidence. And also I think having the right tools invites your kids in. If it's going to be a prolonged procedure of cooking, it's not always that inviting.
I bet not.
No, but if you have something that can really make it faster or more fun, that can totally change it. So for example, like a spiralizer, we got one of those probably a little more than a year ago, and it was a Pampered Chef tool. And so my son was like, he's all about tools and putting things together. So he put it together right away. And showed me how to use it before I even got to do it. But that's because it was a fun tool to use. And same with my daughter. She loves, like, her entry to the kitchen is baking. Mm-hmm. So kind of create, she likes to create recipes on her own, which is also very unique.
Creative.
That I did not do that when I was a kid. I just looked at recipe books and cooked from there. But so yeah, that's a fun way just to kind of let them explore their creativity.
Well, and I can't help but think by having them in the kitchen too, you don't feel like you have to have separate time away. But also that helps you as a mom. Help, you know, it's like free child labor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I always, you know, like, I think everybody needs a job in the kitchen. And I think that makes it go a lot faster, whether it's helping with cleanup, helping with setting the table, all of that. Because it's not only life skills, but you're in it together as a team. So you're working together. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have such a great understanding that us moms want the best for our kiddos, but sometimes we just get so worn out. So tell us about how you have adjusted your services for the busy mom.
Yes. So as I do cooking workshops and things like that, the constant thing I hear is, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. And it's almost become like this four-letter word that people use. Sometimes I think, is it an excuse or is it just, are you really that busy? I don't know. But what I have started to offer or have been offering are just services to help moms stop and slow down a little bit. So some of those revolve around life balance and kind of figuring out through, like in my book, I have a recipe called Compost. And it's not like a food recipe. It's a recipe to kind of life balance. And I just take the word compost and I go into detail as far as kind of like an acronym and helping people work through that, specifically moms, because there was a time when my kids were younger that I really just thought, oh, I have to be in this activity. I have to be in that activity. I'm the PTC president at the school. I'm a Sunday school teacher. I'm doing all these different things, and then I have no energy to do anything with my own kids, for example, or just, you know, it just doesn't make sense. Sometimes we think, I don't know if it's like an American culture thing or whatever, but we feel like we have to be involved in everything, mm-hmm. and it's okay to step back from that. So working with clients on that, also just working on streamlining and making the kitchen a more joyful and efficient place to be. So teaching them how to bring in their kids or their family to help with cooking, teaching about meal planning and how that does not have to be a super bad chore. It can just be something that can be totally streamlined, whether it's through doing some freezer meals or maybe it's through doing like a cycle menu, because I have experience of that professionally, but that's also a tool you can use in your own home if you want to just simply take all the stress out of it. You know, I have a friend who's actually doing that currently, that she just kind of started it on her own, where she has her shopping lists saved in the online shopping cart in the grocery store that she shops at, and those correlate to different menus that she makes, so it just makes it a snap to really meal plan. So I really just am offering the way and the strategy, I guess, to make it so that moms can have more time, not only for themselves for self-care, but also spending more time with their families. And then also tools are a big part of that. So having the right tools to make the kitchen a more friendly, happy place to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, what are some of your go-tos for making life easier in the kitchen?
Yes. So kind of going off, you know, having the right tools. So I like to use the analogy of, you know, if we're going to go mow the lawn, like I would never tell my husband, here's a scissor, go mow the lawn. You know,
he'll be out there a while.
I know, but sometimes we think that we have to do everything the hard way in the kitchen. Like we're afraid to purchase a tool because, you know, maybe the price on it seems higher than what we should spend. But in the end, like I use my tools all the time in the kitchen every single day to save me energy and time and money. Because I get to do some of the chopping. I'm not paying for someone else to do the chopping, for example, but it's not taking me hours to do all that chopping. So so having the right tools, it's just like my husband actually has a colleague. He's been trying to eat healthier. So he's been bringing apples to work, but he hates eating apples, you know, by the, you know, crunching into it. And I don't know that a lot of people like that because they get the apple in their teeth. But a simple apple wedger is like, he was like, I want two apple wedgers, one for here, one for home, and I will eat more apples. So I think when we have the right tools, things that are, you know, healthier become more appealing, and meals that we didn't think that we could definitely cook, we now can. So improving our confidence in the kitchen with that. Also, menu planning or ideas or freezer meals, whatever that looks like for the person, I think is like definitely a kitchen hack, because if you want to spend like hours, you know, like every day, most people, I think it's 80% of people don't know what they're having for dinner by 4 o'clock p.m.
Very true.
I'd be in trouble
every day. Yeah.
And you know, that happens to everyone. But when we, like on Sundays, what I do is I pull like some freezer meals out. I have a large 9x13 glass dish that sits in my fridge that I just put meats and meals and things like that in there, so I know they're not going to drip all over. But on Sundays, then I know, like, okay, for the week, this is what we're, what we've got coming. So just having a plan can save us so much time and money. And then also, just like another thing that I always think about is something I already referred to, but everyone has a job. Someone needs to set the table. Someone needs to clean up. Someone needs to empty the dishwasher. Like, it does not, it, nothing irks me more as a mom when I'm the only one doing it all.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you feel like you are in there like all day, and that isn't the case, or shouldn't be the case. So have everybody help, and don't be afraid to ask for that help.
Is that what got you into being a Pampered Chef consultant, is that you love the tools? I know you had a post something about ceramic egg cooker. I'm like, Pampered Chef has an egg cooker? You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the tools, when I became a consultant, well, I was actually looking for a spiralizer when I became a consultant. And I knew that Pampered Chef always had high quality tools. And so I went to their website, hadn't seen anything there for a while because I just hadn't been on their website. And then noticed you could become a consultant and looked at that. So yes, I was just enticed by the having the right tools, because I think it really empowers us in the kitchen. I know for me, I've had Pampered Chef tools in my kitchen for like more than 15 years, just because, you know, I went to different parties at that point, and it's helped me become a better cook because I feel like I can do that. I have this tool. I also believe that it gives my kids more confidence in how they operate in the kitchen. Even my husband, who actually really does not like cooking at all, he will use the tools and be like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Makes it more fun.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And so when we're all working on something together, and I think it really just offers women a unique opportunity to try, you know, try the tools out before they purchase it, in the form of like a cooking party. So it's just a fun thing that you can gather your friends for the fun, the food, and then experience all the different tools that are able to help you in the kitchen.
Because you do some Facebook Lives demoing some of the recipes, don't you?
Yes. And actually, I'm starting a kind of a weekly live cooking show.
Oh, awesome. I need that. Starting, I need to see it.
Yes. Yes. Starting actually tomorrow is when I'm starting it.
All right.
Yeah. So it'll be on my Jen Haugen RD Facebook fan page, professional page. And it'll be at noon Central Time. And I'm just going to feature some tips, some tools, and kind of a how-to lesson, you know, in the kitchen. So tomorrow I'm going to talk about meal prep and veggie prep. But then also, even more than the food, is just some simple things about life balance as well will be sprinkled in there as well. So hoping that I can help people through that, bringing more joy to either their life or their kitchen or all of it together. So.
Speaking of the life balance, I have a mom question for you.
Yeah.
When we have this pressure to do all of the things as a mom, yes, and get involved in all of this, and that pressure, we have to do that to be a good mom. In terms of, like, how have you been able to say no to some of these things and refocus on what you love and your family, as well as kind of cope with the mom guilt that comes up when we say no? It's so hard.
Right. Yeah. I think once we figure out that we can say no, it's almost like, wow, I have new freedom.
Feels good. No.
Yeah, it does feel good. So I think the key really is actually defining your values. And I have, that's what I work with clients on, is like, figuring out what are your top five values in your life. And then for me, once I figured those out, I ran every decision through those values. So for example, my values are health, family, spirituality, purpose, and balance. And if I had, you know, like, let's say the local PTA, you know, wants me to be the president, and does that match up with the values? Like, will I be spending more time with my family because of that? Probably not, you know. So I weigh all of those values against the decision, and that helps me make the right decision, essentially. Yeah, so I recommend that. I think it's really valuable, and I do have that worksheet in my book as well. So it's kind of a tool then that moms can use. And then I think the guilt eventually just fades away, because you know you are living in your most authentic self, and you're purposefully doing that, and it just helps you, like, overall just brings more confidence and balance to your life. So
you're speaking my language, Jen. Yeah. I mean, right, when we're making decisions based on our values, it's so hard to stray away from that. And hopefully, yeah, that helps with the guilt too, of like, I'm doing what's best for me and my family. Yeah,
right.
I love that stuff. Are you a Brene Brown fan, Jen?
I have read one of her books. Now I can't remember the name of it, but there was another book. What is it called? The Best Yes, it's called.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I think I've heard of that. Yeah.
So, yeah. And that was Lisa Turkhurst, I think.
Yeah.
So that's a great book too, to help you really define, like, what's worth it, what's not.
What is the best yes?
Yes.
I like
that.
Well, great.
Yeah.
That kind of brings us to how we finalize our interview, with each interviewee talking about how they live out the FIT philosophy. So how do you balance this performance, health, intellect, and time for self matching up with your values?
Mm-hmm. So, well, recently, I guess, has it been? It's been about 6 weeks, maybe. I actually left my day job.
Congratulations.
And it's been kind of something that's been stirring for quite a few years, and it just was time for me to take the leap off the cliff and do something that I knew was going to help me feel more fully alive and live more into my purpose. And part of that was also my own self-care and being able to balance that and feel like going to yoga or going for a 1 hour walk where there's a track is okay. And that's something that definitely needs to be part of our day. In fact, I was just at yoga yesterday, and it's actually at our church. So it's at 8:15 in the morning, and I am the youngest one there by like 30 years. And I feel like while it's great for all these older women, the women that need it almost even more are people like me, like my age. They're just like running crazy, and they have no time to just, you know, focus on themselves. So I'm hoping that with my new routine of going to that twice a week and walking twice a week, that I can inspire someone else to do the same. And whether they may think, oh, I don't think I have time for that, like inviting people to say, hey, just come here for like 25 minutes. Come and walk with me for 25 minutes. And then that's something that can maybe even change your life. So, so yeah, just balancing and living a fit life as best as I can.
Love it. Well, we'll be sure to put all this stuff on the show notes, have your Facebook Live that they could follow in your book. And so thanks for coming on, Jen.
Oh, yeah. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much.
Bye, Queens. Bye, Jen.
Bye, Jen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you to our sponsor today, Sentimano Counseling. Sentimano Counseling is the premier perinatal mental health practice in Kansas City, treating mood disorders during pregnancy and postpartum, perinatal loss, infertility, eating, and exercise disorders. Go to sentimano.com for further information about the practice and services. For additional information on today's topic and guests, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fit for a Queen. And
hashtag Fit for a Queen.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We can't wait for you to join us next time on Fit for a Queen.
Bye, Queens.